Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelly Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my very favorite industry leaders to talk about the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So today I have with me Bethany Johnson, who is our Director of Strategic Planning at V Auto. And Bethany and I had the pleasure earlier this year of hosting the Complete Profit Picture Learning Series, and it was a huge success. And part of the reason is because we covered some of the things that are top of mind for dealers right now that are so important for profitability. So today we are coming to you live from Arizona, and we're here at Used Car Week, the 25th anniversary of Used Car Week. And Bethany had the opportunity yesterday to present with our VP of Sales, Chrissy, who you all know very well, and they presented on five topics that are very similar to the Complete Profit Picture training. And so Bethany is first going to tell us about the five things that they covered in yesterday's session, and then we're going to go a little more deeply into each one to talk about actions that you can take away to become more successful and more profitable. So Bethany, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Jade. Yeah. Appreciate the invite.
So let's jump right in to the five things that you and Chrissy talked about yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely some pain points out there in the market. So what we isolated them down to five things. Number one, acquisition. Come back to each one and kind of summarize it. Number two is pricing opportunities. Number three, merchandising. That one's always a fun one. Number four, retail efficiency. And number five, affordability is definitely top of mind.
Well, so now that you've gone through those five, are they in any particular order, or you want to start with affordability and tell us a little bit more about your advice for our dealers?
Yeah, we can definitely mix it up. So when we talk about affordability, it's a pain point right now for shoppers, as well as what do dealers do to attract shoppers and convey that affordability. With interest rates higher, average investment higher, you want to make sure that you are calling out that affordability to your shoppers, wrapping around a payment, making sure they know the value proposition of the vehicle. So affordability is key. It usually helps to start with the acquisition. When I say acquisition on affordability, a big chunk of what goes into the deal is a customer's trade-in. So making sure you have that trade-in process buttoned up is key.
Yeah, our dealers make money when they buy a car, not when they sell it. They've got to focus on that acquisition strategy. And we know with the supply and demand constraints that are ahead of us, with less off-lease inventory for at least the next 6 quarters, and then the couple million vehicles that have just been totaled out from the recent hurricanes and natural disasters, this may be a really unique opportunity for a redo for our OEMs. There's some age sitting out there. And then we also are going to talk in a little bit in our next session here from Used Car Week about post-election impact. So we believe that there may be some imminent rate cuts coming, and the economy is going to continue to thrive, and customer satisfaction is going to continue to go up, which is now a trend over the last few years. But acquisition is key. So what's the next one?
Well, acquisition. You can't save profit without starting with the acquisition. So really understanding the channels that you have the opportunity. We've really gotten away from that blocking and tackling. So when I say your channels, are you maximizing the service drive? That is a huge watering hole that maybe through COVID and whatnot, you've gotten away from. Capitalizing on private party listings. We've seen a big increase in that being profitable for dealers, but you have to create the conversation throughout all the channels. And really maximizing those channels like you maximize your salespeople. You know which salespeople close the most trade-ins. You know which salespeople have the most opportunities and bring those to you at the door. Do you know that about your channels? Are you really leaning into it, whether it's KBB, ICO, equity mining, and really squeezing that opportunity and knowing which ones buy the right cars and which ones you buy at the right price? So acquisition is...
Yeah. And my followers and subscribers and viewers, they're going to hear us talking a lot over the next few months around the not one size fits all solution.
Yeah.
A lot of what we're seeing in our consumer buyer studies, we just released an evolving consumer study. And what we found is that 30% of consumers said, hey, we're going to keep doing this traditional thing, but 70% of them want some other type of omnichannel experience, and that is very fragmented across that other 70%. There wasn't any, you know, any segment that really stood out. And so I think it is very much the same with acquisition channels, marketing channels. The only way you find efficiencies is when you start really honing in and having really clear processes defined so that you can track and measure and tell what's working or what's not in these now very singular sources, because we now have measurement and technology that will allow us to do that. It's those blind spots we've talked about for so long that technology allows us to close them if we use the data to be strategic in those little tiny segments. So what's the next one, Bethany?
Well, and Chrissy said that yesterday, is really, are you managing and measuring? Are you using your technology 100%? I mean, let's check ourselves, right? Let's make sure you're leaning into that. Kind of to your point about the retailing, making sure you're making it easy for the customer to move through that channel every step of the way, making sure you're eliminating duplication of work. Oftentimes shoppers have to redo what they did online when they come in, you know, into the showroom and then online again. Really, that's the retailing aspect that we talked about yesterday, is eliminating that duplication and making it transparent for your shopper. The next one is pricing. And when we say pricing, yeah, I get it. You acquired the car, you have a pricing strategy, but understanding the technology of Envision and understanding, are you just $100 away from that next bump up from a good price to a great price? This is the market that you have to really squeeze on every opportunity and using that technology. If you need help, we at Cox Automotive love helping dealers. So really, as far as pricing, moving to the next badge, if you can, is really optimal.
Now, I remember there was a time, now, gosh, I'm going to give away how old I am, 12, 15 years ago, when one price selling was just starting to become a thing. And how many times that our BDC would have a call come in from an hour or 2 hours away. This is before distance retailing was really a thing. And we would say to that customer, the reason you found us is because we put our best price online. We took away the hassle and haggle and negotiation and game playing that people couldn't stand about buying a car. And now consumers have all of that data at their fingertips. And so what we see in the beginning in our consumer research, they're casting this really wide net, and that they're putting inquiries in or making contact with dealerships that have the right car for the right price. But then all of those steps from click to close, depending on the age segment, it may be 10 or it may be 200. They're weeding out dealerships along the way. Absolutely. And that means you have to not only be using data to price your inventory properly, but then as they move through, you actually have to use data to build the trust and the rapport and the relationship. Use data when you're valuing their trade. Use data when they're comparing your car to somebody else's. All of that data lives right at your fingertips between B-Auto and Envision. So Bethany, what's the next one on the list?
Merchandising. We all love merchandising. But, you know, really leaning in to calling out, and I'll kind of go into the other lane too, calling out the affordability, using your merchandising banners and whatnot. An average vehicle on the road right now is 12.6 years old. So what has changed on a car in 12.6 years? A lot, right? Especially technology and safety. So calling that out on your merchandising, whether it's standard or optional equipment, merchandising, showing that value and giving the shopper what's in it for them, as well as, you know, calling out a why buy from us. Merchandising is the next one.
It is. And, you know, merchandising has to be strong enough to make the consumer feel like they're there on your lot. And that doesn't end with just the photos that you put online. That means even through the connections that you make, are you stitching photos together? Are you doing the right kinds of video walkarounds? Do you have those available at the consumer's fingertips? Because as digital retailing becomes more prevalent and distance retailing becomes more prevalent, the vehicles that have merchandising are converting far higher. Better, I mean, there's just a direct correlation. The better the merchandising, the more conversion you're going to have for consumers in your own backyard and beyond. And so, you know, we say it's not really digital retailing anymore. It's just retailing. And you're going to hear us also talking a lot about real-time retailing, which means using real-time data to do all of these things, pricing, the negotiation, the trade valuation, everything from click to close. So, Bethany, after merchandising, what's left? I think we're on our last one.
I think we're on our last one. Yeah, so retailing, that efficiency. So just to kind of recap, The order would be, we make the money on the buy, like you said, acquisition. Yeah. So maximizing those channels. Number two is pricing visible. So it's a good or a great price if you can wiggle a little bit on day five and cut down your floor plan costs. Wiggle a little bit and then get that turn and maximize it that way. Number three is merchandising. Like we talked about, calling out that affordability, the why buy, and everything there. And click to close. The object is to create that shopper to keep going through the process. Number four is the retailing. So efficient retailing, and that is eliminating that duplication of effort for the shopper, and enhancing that online to in showroom. And then last is affordability. And, you know, as hopefully interest rates do check down a little bit, we can capitalize on that. And that is the data that we're seeing at Cox Automotive, is as the rates do wiggle a little bit, hopefully now that we've got the election behind us in our rear view, is really that pent up demand. Yeah, I mean, sales were up 17% last month. So, you know, are you getting your market share? Are you capitalizing on the 15.9 million? That's key.
It is. So just a little teaser here. Our big five for 2025 are coming soon. So be looking for that episode. But all of these things that we talked about are going to roll right up underneath that. And, you know, the affordability is a big piece of it. But being ready for what is coming, getting ready for the future, all these big elections behind us, get off of pause and start focusing for the future. So thank you, Bethany, for being with me today at Used Car Week from Scottsdale, Arizona. And thank you to our followers and listeners, as always, for joining us for another unjaded discussion. Help to focus on what we need to do to navigate this incredibly dynamic industry that we are in. To catch other episodes, you can visit us at b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the road forward. Be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released, or to hear bonus content like this one all throughout the year. We have something dropping almost every week now. You can also find us on Spotify. And as always, we are cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.